Today I'm joined by Rick Carrion, who's the CEO of ImpediMed. Rick's spoken to the Morgans Network before, and it's great to have him back. Rick, I might just start by getting you to explain the trial results that have recently been released from the PREVENT trial.
Certainly, Scott, and thank you for the time today. First of all, let's take a look at the PREVENT trial at the highest level. I mean, really what the trial was designed to do, to see if our LDECs, our technology, if you would, could reduce the rate of breast cancer-related lymphedema by at least 20% when compared to the current standard of care, a tape measure. Now, the interim results have shown that we can reduce the rate of lymphedema in these patients by 67%. So again, the hurdle was 20, and we're at 67%, and that's just through the first year. So we think this is a significant achievement. We're very, very happy with the results. I mean, we still have more than 600 patients to look at, combined 1,100 patients over 3 years. So we believe the results will only get better over time.
Okay, that's great. So there'll be regular updates over the coming years to reinforce what you've just produced. The technology is also being used for other indications, including heart failure. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Certainly. We have several studies underway. At Scripps, we've already completed one study, and we're already rolling in the second study. Now, these are small 10-patient studies in which we bring patients into the clinic, cardiovascular clinic, three times a week, and we compare their SOZO readings to either an implantable device or an echo. Now, we're looking to see if small fluid shifts, as measured by SOZO, correlate to these other acceptable standards in the heart failure space. We've been told they're working on a second paper, even as we speak, and we'll file for that shortly. So we're expecting at least two papers coming out of Scripps, if not more. Now, we also have another study ongoing at Lancaster General and the Mayo Clinic, and they're placing SOZO devices in patients' homes and measuring their fluid shifts on a daily basis for 30 consecutive days. Now, this is a very, very important trial because we're showing that a device can be used by a patient who is sick. If you've got heart failure, obviously you're a very sick patient. You have other issues as well. And these patients have to stand on this device, and the device reports that information. So we already know patients are very comfortable using the device at home. And the reason we know that, since it's a connected device, we can see every time a clinical patient steps on our device and takes a reading. So we're very happy. We're very pleased with the Lancaster Mayo Clinic testing, as they've already completed a number of patients through their first 30 days, and they continue to enroll in that study. So shortly, we'll be looking at all of that information and then looking at moving into a much larger study. But very exciting times in the heart failure space for us right now.
Okay. So you're collecting a lot of data across a couple of indications. Could you explain the revenue model? How do we translate that into revenue?
Yeah.
And also, you've reported quarterly results along the way. Just some indication of how that revenue may step up over the next 12 months or so?
Certainly. So as you know, our revenue model for the new platform has changed to some degree. The old model was you bought a device and then you bought electrodes for every patient you tested. The new model, as you know, is you buy a device from us, but you must sign a contract. Now, this is mandatory. You must sign a contract for either 1, 2, or 3 years with a guaranteed monthly payment. Now, the model for us is very exciting because we're starting to build a pipeline of future contracted revenue. And through the first 2 quarters already, we've booked $2 million in future revenue streams, and we see this growing over time. Now, we also think it'll be much easier for investors to start to gauge the success of our business as they start to see that build quarter over quarter. Because as you know, these types of subscription models, you could actually look at the future much better, much brighter, because you can see how that revenue is starting to come in. So it becomes much more predictable, sustainable growth business. And so that's why we're very excited about it. And as we add indications, they're going to be paying a license for those other indications. So today, if a hospital has our device for unilateral lymphedema, they pay a fee for that, a licensing fee per device. Now, as you know, we just introduced bilateral into the marketplace. We just received our FDA clearance on that, and they'll add an additional fee onto that if they want to start testing for patients who are at risk for bilateral lymphedema. So for us, we see not only a revenue model for a single indication, but as we add more usage to our SOZO platform, they will be increasing that licensing fee for these hospitals. So we see this revenue stream growing, not only adding new devices in the marketplace, but then adding new indications and new uses for our device in each of these settings. So now, the future, as we said, you were looking at what's going to happen over the next 12 months. Well, there's a couple things that we believe will be important here. As I said on the calls earlier, because of how this revenue we see starting to build, we'll start to see growth coming out of just the current model that we have as more and more of the subscription revenue starts coming on a quarterly basis. So the devices we sell and install this quarter, that monthly fee will start to build into the next quarter. And as I said on the last call, less than 3% of the revenue in our medical revenue for the quarter was with subscription. That will only increase over time, which we see as very positive. Also, what we see is these larger centers we're starting to move into, as I've said in previous quarterly calls, is these large centers are critically important. They're not only taking more devices than they have in the previous with our old device, they're placing them in multiple locations for looking at multiple issues with their patients. And so, again, positive, more licensing, more fees. So we'll start to see that build. And then the final catalyst, as we've said over many years, will come when we get private pay start to come on. So the PREVENT trial, once that trial data is published in the coming months, then we believe we'll have a very strong case to take to private payers, and the private payers then will be that large catalyst that really starts to accelerate that revenue.
Hey, well, Rick, there's a lot of interest coming back into companies that have got underlying technology platforms and are producing and gathering a lot of data, and ImpediMed certainly fitting into that space. So sounds like there's a lot to look forward to over the next 6 to 12 months. And I thank you for joining the Morgans Network. So I've been talking with Rick Carrion, who's the CEO from ImpediMed.